let's come back to our own movement, James. Let's remind people, go to the local bank, write a $1 trillion check to themselves, and that'll catch up to what's going on in Washington today.
Or ask themselves what would happen if that was done.
Maybe I could quickly clarify. You're pretty good at words and eloquent.
Sum up
our agenda here.
It's easy. They voted to have a bailout. If they'd had the money, why would they need to bail it out? If they had the money, why would they need to bail it out? Okay, so they voted to have a bailout. They didn't vote to print the currency. They just wrote a check and deposited it in their own account to give the TARP money. Okay, well, then that propped everything up. Well, now they want the TARP money back, and they go, wait, you didn't have the TARP money to start with, so why should we give the TARP money back, and we want our bonus? Well, that's just real easy. If the problem is just from the typing aspect, go ahead and do an ACH transfer to your account for $2 trillion. Then the Federal Reserve will have an abundance of money within their coffers, so they're just the clearinghouse for the United States government. Then there's tons of money, just like in 2000 when you didn't even have a deficit because the .coms hadn't .bombed yet. So everybody had a pot and a chicken and 40 acres and 2 mules. What was the problem? Do that again. It wasn't a problem. Then all of a sudden, everybody will be dashing about how we can do major infrastructure rebuilding plans because we have more money than we can contain. It's very wonderful. We'll go away with taxes because we have plenty. Thanks. We don't need your taxes anymore. We got plenty. We're good. So there's no participation required. Everybody have a good life. See you on the flip side.
We recommend you go to your bank and write yourself or to the government. You're allowed to. $1 trillion, $1 billion, whatever. And watch
whatever you want to contribute.
It can be done.